Welcome back to Business Isn't Hard. So, as a reminder, this is part two of a four-part series recapping a lot of the findings and what I've talked about in my thesis project. So, listen to part one for an overview of exactly what I'm going to be talking about, but I'll give a little recap here before we get into the next section, which is the learning leading spiral. Now, before we get there, I want to talk a little bit about what we talked about last week. So last week, we defined success. Really, the whole question here is, how can someone achieve success in business? Now, as a reminder, there are two assumptions that go into this. The first of which is the scope of the findings. The scope of the findings only apply to the business world, and they can be applied elsewhere, but they are only applied to the business world. Second, you want to be a leader. Now, I talk a little bit more about what this means in the previous podcast, but these are for people who want to be leaders in whatever company, organization, whatever you're a part of. So from there, I go and talk about kind of the five pieces that define success in this context. The first is personal fulfillment. So essentially, you have to be fulfilled in what you're doing. The second is financial well-being. So you have to make money, obviously. The third is personal growth. You have to be growing over time. I talked a little bit more about this was kind of inherent in the process, but it's still important to note. The fourth is energizing work. And so you have to be energized in whatever work, whatever role, whatever project you're working on. Finally, the last bit, and this is not least, is helping others. There is a constant drive to help others, whether it's within your company, employees, coworkers, bosses even, outside your company, but still in the industry, maybe vendors or clients or customers, or just anybody in general. You're always wanting to help others. So those are the five pieces that really help define success. What does success look like in this context? Today, we are going to be talking about how to get there, the framework for how to actually achieve these five elements of success and become successful in business. Let's get started. So, given these five core elements of success, obviously the next question is, how do you achieve them? Now, each of these elements are clear in theory, right? You kind of understand what each means, but it's not so easy to do in practice. And so what I propose as a framework is that leaders, people who are successful, are constantly shifting between two foundational states. They are learning and they are leading. So in my thesis, I have this image. Imagine like a circle going back and forth between learning and leading. So I'm going to refer to each of these as states. But they're a lot more than just a state or a mindset. It really reflects what the person is doing, how they're thinking about their work, how they approach their work, how they interact with others, and ultimately how they make decisions. And these states are extremely dynamic. They're continuous ways of operating that shape how, you know, the individual navigates their career, how they lead their team, how they influence their entire organization. So we'll start with the learning state. In the learning state, the person is focused on gaining knowledge. So if you're in the learning state, you're focused on gaining knowledge, insight, awareness needed to grow, right? You're looking to grow. But it's not just by consuming information. Obviously, consuming information is part of it, but it's not just limited to that. It really is active learning, right? It happens by doing, trying something new, experimenting with what works and what doesn't, taking risks, failing, adjusting, moving forward. If I try a new job and I don't like it, I still learned that I didn't like that job. That's not necessarily a traditional way of consuming information, like reading in a book, but you're learning. So more examples of learning could be launching a side project or a full business if you want to be an entrepreneur, somehow navigating a tough conversation, testing a new strategy, or in general, stepping into an unfamiliar environment just to see what happens. Now, some leaders do this very intentionally. Others don't. They stumble into it. But no matter the case, they learn from experience. Now, on the flip side, the leading state. So here, your primary focus shifts from gaining knowledge to sharing that knowledge. So instead of asking, what can I learn here? the question becomes, how can I help someone else succeed? Think about that fifth element of success, helping others. How can you help others succeed? In this state, you're guiding, you're encouraging, you're mentoring, you're creating opportunities for others to grow, right? It involves taking the skills, the insights, the lessons earned from experience, from your own experience, and then putting them to work in the service of others. You're taking your learnings, you're applying them to other people, you're teaching others, you're developing, you're mentoring other people. In this state, you're essentially a catalyst for other people's growth and ensuring that the cycle continues. Now, I'll say that each of these states, so the learning state and the leading state, is extremely fluid, right? It can be applied in a lot of different ways and in a lot of different lengths of time. So if you think of it at scale, right, each individual typically goes through the cycle once. So you begin your career learning as much as you can, and then you transition into leading. You know, you're sharing your findings, you shift your efforts to leading. Now, this is apparent in all leaders, right? So many people start out their journeys just absorbing everything they can from mentors, colleagues, real-world experiences, and then gradually transition to positions where they can give guidance, they can shape the strategy, they can develop others. It's one rotation around the cycle. A great example in this massive scale cycle is finding out what energizes people. So in your initial part of your career, when you're really learning, right, you're essentially trying to fill your buckets. And this was a framework outlined by Brandon Clark in an earlier episode. But the process basically identifies four key areas. You're thinking about what you're good at, what you love doing, what you're bad at, and what you dislike doing. These are essentially the four buckets. And through your different experiences, through the entire learning state of your career, you are going to be trying to fill those buckets with experiences, learning about what you like doing, what you don't like doing. Then, as you start to really kind of gain clarity about what energizes you and what fulfills you, you will naturally shift from learning to leading. So now you're armed with the insights and the self-awareness developed during that learning phase, and you step into roles where essentially your primary purpose is to encourage, to guide, to mentor, to influence the people around you. Now, I said this happens at scale, but it also happens at a much smaller level. So I would argue that every leader, even though they go through the cycle in general one time, they're also kind of flipping through this cycle a lot over and over on a smaller, even a daily basis. So in a great example of like one of these micro cycles was Mike Iben. If you recall, Mike took over a transportation company, and on his very first day, he quickly learned that a lot of the practices they did were outdated, right? Then he led by immediately eliminating those practices, introducing new techniques, new processes, and going from there. And so this was a great example of a small level cycle. He learned about the company's current processes and what they did, and then he led by introducing new ways to do it to really help the business. And leaders are consistently going through these quote-unquote micro cycles. They learn, they use their knowledge, and they lead. So they're learning, and then they're leading. My point through all of this is that the learning-leading cycle can be applied at so many different lengths of time. It can be applied over an entire career, or it can be applied on a daily basis, or anywhere in between, whether it's a year-long project, whether it's a five-year kind of situation, whether it's the 5 years that you spend at a company. Whatever it is, leaders and successful people are constantly learning, and they're constantly leading. They're constantly trying to gain information, trying to learn from experiences, and then they're leading. They're trying to share those. They're trying to develop others through that. You're always going through those two cycles. You can even do it simultaneously. For example, on previous episodes, we've talked about how some of the most impressive interns and young people at the company really take a vested interest in learning about a client, or maybe a process, or a piece of the business. Here, you're taking initiative to learn, but at the same time, you're also leading and demonstrating what that should look like to other interns. You're literally doing both at once. So this is a great example of leading through learning. Your primary drive was learning, but through it, you were also leading. Now you can do this in reverse. Think Carl Sampt, CEO of 24 Hour Fitness in a previous episode. Remember, he told the story of how he was thrust into this management leadership position immediately after college. So he went straight from college to a management position. Now, his primary role was leading, but he was constantly learning from it, right? Even though he was leading and leading these people and leading this team, he was always learning about what to do, when to do it, when to press and lean off of people when dealing with their personal circumstances. He was always learning, even though his primary function was leading. So the real takeaway here is that you're always learning and leading, but the level and the scale at which you do it is extremely fluid, and that is super important. So far we've talked about learning and leading, right? You can think of it as a two-dimensional circle, a cycle that you're going back and forth between. Now, a logical follow-up question is, if you're going through a circle, do you end up in the same place after you achieve the cycle? No, you don't. And so we need to add a third dimension, which is growth. And so you can imagine, instead of a cycle, turn it sideways and think of a slinky, a spiral. Every time you go through that cycle, you go all the way around, but then you're a little bit more elevated than you were last time, right? And that elevation, that continuous trek to keep going up that up and up and up that spiral, is growth. You are always growing. As you go through this cycle, you are always growing. Now, this is somewhat obvious, right? As you learn and as you lead, you are growing and becoming more capable and more overall complete as a leader. And I think this is really important because it really ties into that third element of success, personal growth. You're always growing. Now, I'm going to add one more element into the spiral. You're going up the spiral, you're learning, you're leading. As you do it, you're growing. But there's one more element here, and that is people. Think of people in the context of this framework as a rod that goes right through the middle of that spiral, right? Right through the middle of that slinky. And that is what you're constantly orbiting around. This is the major theme that the entire learning leading spiral ties into: people. So I'll tell a little story here. Even before this podcast was started, I met with Dave McClurg to talk about my thesis. Go back to episode 17, that's when I talked to Dave. But one of the very first questions Dave asked me upon meeting was, "What is the purpose of a business?" Now, I really hadn't thought about it. So I said, "To make money, right? Obviously, businesses want to make money." He said, "No, the purpose of a business is to find and keep a customer." Now, this is a core belief of Peter Drucker. He was a pioneer in business and management theory, but I don't think I really grasped its importance at the time. As we kept going through these episodes, as you listened to these episodes, I think it became more and more clear that people are really at the heart of everything. People are at the heart of business and success as a whole. And so here, again, back to the spiral, you can imagine them as the thing that the cycle orbits around. It always has to do with people. Think back to that fifth element of success. To be successful, you have to be helping others. Now, this is present in a lot of ways. So Peter Drucker, for example, believed that relationships form the key to business success. And that's true, it does. Relationships are super important. Think about it on the learning side, for example. For many people who were interviewed, mentors were really the start of their career. Think Jason Q. He owned an international supply chain company, but he found his footing in business through a mentor and a friend. So many people I've talked to have talked about how they got their start, they got their job, they really got into the business they were in through other people, through people helping them. Here, people are leading. And the person I interviewed, who went on to get that job, was in a learning state, right? They're trying to learn. They're trying to learn from that person while that other mentor is leading. They're teaching. They're helping. Now, on the opposite side, the theme of people is just as important, right? So, right, think back to Mike Iben. Don't mess with people's paychecks. His number one rule had to do with other people. It had nothing to do with himself or how he ran. It had to do with other people. This is so important. It truly comes back to people. Every single rule, every single decision, every single mentality that the leaders have had have gone back to people. Now, I hope that all makes sense. I'm going to include a link to the graphics that I talk about on the website page. So if you want to go to the website, it's Biz Isn't Hard. That's BizIsn'tHard.com. So go to BizIsn'tHard.com to kind of look at what I'm talking about. But either way, I hope this message and this framework kind of got your brain started and really helped you understand where I'm coming from here. Really gives you a framework for how to approach what I'm going to talk to you in these later episodes. So now we talked about what success is, the framework you go through, essentially kind of the path you're going to follow. Next, we're going to talk about the mindset that leaders have had, and then applications. So what should you be thinking about? And then what should you actually be doing? I think you guys are going to be really excited and learn a lot about both of those. But the definition of success and the framework, the learning leading spiral, is just as important because it gives you the foundation you need. So tune in next week to learn about what these people are actually thinking. In the meantime, keep building something great. Thanks for tuning in.